This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
It's like you sound like Charlie Brown there.
Let's get some of the technical stuff out of the way here. Are your cans loud?
My cans are loud.
Mine are really loud. You can't turn that down?
Well, you're really hot coming in. The whole intro is just clipping right up.
Yeah. Oh, that's loud?
Yeah, so whatever you're giving me is...
Okay.
Is really
hot.
Yeah,
I can't change any of that, so...
You can't change the hotness of what you're giving me?
But you can't turn any of our headphones down?
They're almost below half of one.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we're late, by the way.
By the way.
Would you encounter some problems getting out here?
I was waiting for you.
Yeah, he was waiting for me. The weather is horrendous. Traffic is kind of slow, but I also got held up because I had to go back and get my iPod. Blocks away.
Or were you just blocks?
Another good name for something. Blocks away.
Good name for something.
I don't know what. Another show. Right. The Blocks Away show.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, what's just blocks away from your place? Somebody got a little corner bar, maybe? A little corner pub? A corner store that you like? Or a friend? Does a friend live, like, just blocks away? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, what's close to you that you get into? You know what I mean?
Your girlfriend, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Mistress? Side package?
Side package. I like to keep my package in the middle.
Speaking of side package.
Yeah.
I got to hit the gym again. Wow. I can't yet.
Oh, you got a side package. I got a front package.
One by each.
One by
each. And a front package.
Are you a friend?
And a man package.
Okay.
See that? No.
You're full of packages.
The package show. Packages.
It's not the package
big packages,
show.
Small packages, what comes in packages.
Good things can come in small packages.
That's right. The package show.
Uh-oh. Get ready, folks. We're going to have the package show.
All about gay pride.
Gay pride.
Packages.
Are there people who are gay who are not proud?
If they haven't come out of the closet, they mustn't be as proud as those people are.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. That makes
you know what
sense.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, afraid, think something's wrong with them, maybe.
Hmm.
Why do I like to get packed back there? You know?
Why do I like to get packed back there?
I don't know. I'd be proud. If I was gay, I'd be so proud.
You'd be loud and proud.
That's right. isn't that a Nazareth album?
It is a Nazareth album. I heard it's a working title for someone else's album, too.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Wow. It's going to be good, then.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Like, when we're... I'm just looking at our levels. Just blasting through. I hope it doesn't sound as poopy as I...
DJ Amy will let us know if we're clipping or anything, or what does she call it? When we're always doing something. You know what I mean? When everything's too loud? Buffering.
No, that's if we stop.
Exactly.
When she can't hear us because
yeah,
when
yeah.
It has nothing to do with
it's
our
that's like shutting off or something. Buffering. Not enough gizm in the gizzard.
So what's going on with you, Big JD? Anything much? What did you do this past week?
Not much. My ma's here. She drove down.
Drove down.
Weathered the storms from the big AZ.
Wow.
Some craziness.
So she's
here
here for good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know for good. She's here to visit.
Oh, her house is up for sale.
It is up for sale, yeah. Yeah. At some point, she's got to move back here for a little while, I think, to get her old age security or something. But I think she can stay back and forth. I don't know how it all works. She needs to talk to somebody like in the know. And I need tea.
She's got to talk to somebody in the know?
Yeah, I would think so. Like immigration and all that stuff because she, that could go right here. I'm going to pour right there. He's got me a whole little teapot and everything. This is a Kim's special thing. I can't figure anything out. I'm shaky, old, and a mess.
You are. You look.
I had a rough night.
Did you?
I think so.
I think so. What the heck?
I don't know what's going on, man. I don't. I don't know anything.
I think I had a rough night.
You know what? I stopped taking drugs for one day, and I was all miscombobulated. I had to take them again. Yeah, I was in violent pain. I think Demerol was getting out of my system.
What you want, really? You don't want Demerol to be in your system. That's a
sure I do.
Well, I know you do, but
well, no, I when it all goes away totally, I'm a wreck.
It's addictive though.
Oh, well, I am now. Yeah, no, I'm not. No, but I didn't take any of it for a day, like, and I think it was like at least 24 hours, and I was in a lot of pain yesterday, and I'm a little bit better now. I took one last night.
But so Demerol is not addictive.
Okay, five. No, Demerol is what.
Is it addictive?
Oh, it is addictive, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get addicted to anything, though.
Because your mind is stronger than that.
My mind is stronger than the what?
The Demerol.
The Demerol, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that at all.
Good.
All I wanted to know was how bad it was for me to have it, like be in my system, on my liver or whatever. And that is not as bad as actually getting addicted to it. So I'm like, okay, I'll take what I need.
Well, as long as you can... do that, go back and forth. And
what's the little gizmo over here?
Well, it's the gizmo.
I thought it was a skinny little shuffle. What is that?
This thing here?
Yeah, some kind of Wi-Fi miss. Oh? Oh, you got that? That's a RF thing or something? A not Bluetooth mouse?
No.
No?
No.
Wow.
That's just the charger. The thing, the other end is in the USB port right here. That just charges all. That's all it does.
Charges your mouse?
Charges my mouse.
Oh, you put your mouse in that?
When it's running low, yeah.
Oh, okay. And over there you have it plugged in. But is your mouse USB or?
Well, the
infrared.
No, it's RF, I'm pretty sure. It's this little doodaddy here in the bottom of my...
Oh, that runs from that too then. That's your RF signal? If it's RF, you have to have something plugged into USB.
Yeah, right here. This thing right here.
Oh, in the back. Okay. I was looking at the cord in the top, thought it came to this.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to have some tea.
Good.
What is it? Lemon?
No.
Jiu-jitsu?
No, nothing. It's just green.
Ooh, nice. Whoa, that was close. I hit the wall with my elbow.
And then the tea splashed all into his PowerBook, rendering it useless.
Wouldn't be the first time, but we just fixed that up with a hairdryer.
That's right.
Remember last time? That was a godsend. Lippo's home remedy.
That's not a godsend. That's just Kim's hairdryer. That's a Kim send. But anyway, you want to play the news?
Oh, you had to do that. I'm in no shape to get anything going.
This is
okay, let's get into the news.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, clicking and popping.
I hate it.
The Jabbercast with clicking and popping.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like it. Clicking, clippo, lippo, popping, oppin, poppin.
What's at the top of Google News this morning is there was a plane that had a plane crash at Denver International Airport.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Green said today that the total number of people injured last night was 58, 20 higher than originally reported after an airport runway incident. So it didn't actually crash.
Nobody died.
Doesn't look like anybody died. Okay. No. Two of those on board, Continental Flight 1404, are in critical condition this morning. Others received mostly bumps and bruises.
Was it due to weather?
It was bound for Houston, carrying 112 passengers and crew members when it crashed shortly after... No, they're not saying what. Oh, wait. The care of passengers, crew member, relatives, hen friend. No, doesn't say. No cause for the accident. Just a runway incident.
Hmm. And that's all the news you have?
Well, no.
Okay.
I can give you more news.
Give me something else.
Well, when was it? Friday. Bush said we're going to give the auto companies some cash for...
all of us individually, like, get something?
All of us.
Bonus.
Listen to Mr. Auto Worker over here.
All of a sudden, I'm in the auto industry.
Exactly. I thought he was a radio personality.
Thought he was a man, but he was a lady.
No, they're going to give the money to the companies, GM and Chrysler. Ford isn't asking for any money right now. They just want to have money available to them.
They want everybody to think they're doing well.
Uh-huh. I think that's a big part of it. I think there should be a lot.
Oh, we're doing great. We don't need any money.
I think there should be some winners and some losers out of this. And I think if you're going to, there's a game being played. When you're talking that much money, it's a big game. These guys are competitive. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
At some point, aren't they all supposed to, wow, aren't they all supposed to get together?
I think there's a rumor that GM and Chrysler are trying to get back together in the merger talks.
Okay.
You're egging them on.
All together, though. Conglomeration.
GM and Chrysler.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Merger, not conglomeration.
And what would they call it? GM Chrysler? And of course, GM would own 51%.
No, I think Chrysler would.
Everybody always owns more than what Chrysler owns.
I don't think GM would even keep, it wouldn't be like a part of the company name. I just think some of the brands of the cars, like it would be a division within. It would be like Oldsmobile, Buick, Chrysler, GMC. Chrysler would one of the...
Remind me, I have something very important to ask you about Chrysler off camera.
There's no cameras here.
There will be after. Is your tree set up?
Yeah.
There we go. Christmas picture.
It was set up last time you were here.
No, it wasn't all decorated, though. You told me.
Oh, we haven't decorated anymore since then.
You didn't?
we put some more decorations up.
You didn't finish it, though?
Yes, we put up some more decorations. When is a tree finished?
When all your decorations are up and the box is empty.
The box is empty.
Okay, then it's finished.
Okay.
The angel's on top.
We have a star.
Okay.
Yeah. But last night, Angel was on the bottom. And I was on top.
Okay. I won't get too close to the tree. I know what's going on there. So, yeah, that's good. They're going to get some money, and there's no disclosure of how much they're going to get, or are they going to get what they want? No bankruptcies?
No bankruptcies. Bankruptcy would be not good, because then the creditors of those car companies wouldn't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the infrastructure around the auto industry is probably more... would be more devastating if that collapsed than the actual car companies collapsing. If the car companies stayed solvent and all the stuff around them collapsed, everybody would hurt, and including other car companies like Honda and Toyota.
Sure.
So they didn't want to do the bankruptcy route.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Okay. I just thought of something incredible.
It's incredible.
It's that I hope the show is recording.
We don't need to.
And I'm going to go to the necessary folder to find that out right now, because I don't recall hitting anything to start recording.
I am so not surprised. I should get out the micro track.
That's, I can tell you that.
It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't at all. I'm going to go back here, and I'm going to go back here.
Oh, we're just having some.
Yeah, that's not good. So I'm going to
I'm
going to do this. And then I'm going to do this.
Oh, that. Okay.
And see what happens.
You are insane.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Doesn't seem like anything's happening to me.
If
you ask me. If you ask me, there's nothing going on here. Maybe it has been going.
Oh, bro.
Let me check this again. Bear with us, folks. Yeah, it looks like something's been going on all along.
Yay.
Okay, 79.4. Remember that number.
I can write it down, brother.
No. Just for a split second. Yeah, we're rolling. Nice. There'll be a podcast after all. The Christmas cast, I might add. Hanukkah cast.
What does that mean?
That's when you break your arm on one of the 8 days of Hanukkah. Then you get a Hanukkah cast.
Hanukkah cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, show topic today.
What is it?
Life is good.
This is just too funny of a topic.
Just about life being good in general, and why you think that life might be good, or why when you would say, well, life is good, or what things in life make life better. than it could be, would be, or should be.
All right.
So when does somebody say life is good? To me, I think it's they're sitting in their office chair and get their feet up on the desk. It's when there's nothing to do, maybe. Life is good.
I think they're out of the office. They're on the beach.
Or maybe out of, yeah. On the beach. Life is good.
Or they're on top of their wife, on top of Angel.
There you go.
Ah, life is good. Smoking a cigarette on the side of the bed.
Covers on fire.
Covers on fire. Ashes.
Ooh, good name for a teen fiction novel.
You have a name.
Wait, was it again? Something on fire?
Covers.
Covers on fire. Nice. I'm going to use that.
And you're going to...
Nobody take it from me.
He's going to record a CD of cover albums that all have the word fire in
cover
the name.
Cover songs.
That all have the name fire in the title.
Let me stand next to your fire. Okay. Is how good is life? I don't know. I think life's good.
Well, you have to have some kind of metric or measurement to judge
life. I think some people don't like life. I think you just have to, as long as you're aware of that judging thing, you would know. Some people probably don't know. How good's your life? Well, I don't know. I know right off the bat. It's great. You make it that way, though.
Yeah.
Even when things are bad, you gotta have the bad going on so that you can realize how good things are when it's good.
That's called balance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a balancing act between stooping for the mic and violent back pain.
You're going through violent back pain right now?
I'm just like drenched.
You're drenched in sweat. You're like a Hummer.
I'm sleeping behind the shades.
Big JD's got his shades on in the Jarrowcast studio this morning. That's crazy. But that reminds me of Hummer. When I used to come in, he'd be on midnights. I'd come in on days.
Yeah.
He would just be drenched.
Oh, yeah. He's got issues, though. That's gout. His is from gout. I don't have that yet.
I don't have that yet.
I'd like it, and life would still be good.
Do you think Hummer's thinking his life is good?
No. He would say it is.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't know any better.
Doesn't know any better.
I don't think so. He'd probably think it's good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
What makes life good? When's life good? What makes life easier? So that you could say life is good.
Well, that's the question. Does life, easy life...
More pay, less work?
Does the easy life make life good? Easy.
The easy life?
Yeah. Does that make life good?
Maybe not. I think it could for people. If you realize like what's going on. Like, wow, I got a good... I got the easy life.
But for some people, that would not make their life good. They would think, I'm just wasting my life. I need to...
Sure, for some people, yeah. They have to be productive.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Do you think you're that way?
Productive?
No, do you think that you feel that your life is good because you're productive? Or that you, if you just sat back and did absolutely nothing, didn't write a book, didn't
do I think podcasts, life would still be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just kind of
I mean, I just naturally, I guess I'm naturally productive in some way, whether it's for me or for whatever. But if I wasn't doing anything at all, I don't know. I don't get that thing, that feeling that, you know, I got to contribute somehow to society. I don't have to do anything.
No, it's not necessarily making a contribution to society, but just you feel like...
Self-fulfillment of some kind.
A purpose. Here, I'm here for some reason or other.
Yeah, well, you have to put that in context, too. We don't know why we're here. So whether you do anything or not, I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen until when we're gone.
We don't
deal with it then.
We don't know why we're here. Well, that's the whole thing.
Just put off everything until you know the saying. Put off everything you can until you have to. What is it?
Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
There you go. Put off today what you can do tomorrow.
That is the procrastinator's creed.
That is good.
Yeah, I think that we should get as much done as possible. As humans, I think we're put here to further our race, the human race, and to possibly make the planet we leave a better place. The actual planet, not the people around it. I think our job on this earth is to influence as many other people as we can positively.
I think that might have something to do with why we're here personally, but I don't know that it has to do anything with the ongoing earth and civilization and all that.
No way.
I think we have something to do with something else that we have no idea about.
Oh, it's still yet to be fulfilled.
Yeah, something.
Because we're still evolving, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure we're here for some reason, but boy, it'd be neat to find out. That's for sure.
But we're going to be long dead before that is actually realized, right? That's your thing?
I think we will. No, well, I don't know. I think we might find something out in the coming few years.
2012.
Maybe. It'd be awesome. Because there's some cool things around. I think my mic goes down further and further every once in a while.
That's to protect your back.
Can I have that? Do you have another one of those things to put this on? You know what? Yeah, give me that one. Thank you. A doily.
It's a coaster, man.
Yeah. Great Space Coaster.
That is the name of something or other?
Yeah, you know that show? Great Space Coaster. It used to be on Saturday mornings with Gary Gnu. No, Gnu. Oh,
old Gary Gnu. Yeah, yeah.
Gary Gnu. And he had his hair back going, big eyes. Yeah. Whoa. That hurt.
Big JD lifts up his shades and it's...
That's like you ever see a band when you're close up or a bar somewhere and it's pretty dark and dismal, but then they got these crazy big lights that come out of the bottom of the, like the drum stage or something that are white. Yeah. And everything lights up and it's like you can't even look at it. Halloween used to do that all the time. Hated that. That hurt.
Well, it's supposed to still have some kind of physical effect on the audience.
Like, well, yeah, whoa. Like crazy.
Same thing with pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
I suppose.
And those other ones that go flash.
Go strobe.
Yeah. You guys have one of those?
Yes, we do.
You don't use it?
Our band,
only for the big special shows?
No. There's something wrong
not
with
when
it.
Big JD comes
and something jams. Really small is really wrong with it. And it's owned by our drummer. And our drummer's just, he's busy.
Okay.
Busy guy. Went to the bar last night. Saw Patrick Ballantyne. And he was jamming
I don't know who that is for some reason. But
Patrick Ballantyne, he was he's from Windsor originally. He jammed in some bands with Gordy Johnson. Mm-hmm. And he was... he wrote a lot of Big Sugar tunes. I think he produced some of those tunes as well.
Okay.
So he was there last night, and he just came out with a CD this past year, this past summer. And it's featured on the Border City Radio podcast, which is going to be coming up. As soon as I get a page, I got to get a page up.
Border City Radio.
Yeah.
.com.
.com. The show's done. I just have to have something there at bordercityradio.com because it was all what's there now is created by that great program, iWeb.
Oh man,
I can't handle it.
Oh, you haven't done anything yet with a new site, though.
As far as the actual, it's just going to be the one page and the RSS
right, okay.
feed.
Just no, like, you didn't do the feed or anything. Yeah, that's a bigger job.
The feed is done. Yeah, the actual typing all the crap in to create a feed. It's all done, except I got to get some kind of HTML.
You know, you can even do temporarily is just link any old page to FeedBurner. Set your thing in FeedBurner and just put a link to it. Redirect. Even go to your old page and something comes up, you'll now be redirected to a temporary feed.
It's just the page that I want that comes up when people go to bordercityradio.com. That's what I want to change.
Yeah, I know. But so, until you do,
it's going to be like very soon. I just did the RSS the night before last, so
it'll be forward to that.
So that was Patrick Ballantyne last night. Took my buddy Jeff there, and Kelly Hoppy was playing her, Mr. Chu. Mm-hmm. And my buddy is a big. Harmonica fan. He's
Jeff?
Yeah, he's pretty.
Oh, yeah? Does he play?
He plays, yeah.
Is he good?
He's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah?
But he's shy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Practices.
So he wouldn't get up and jam with? Has he never done anything?
No.
Why don't you get him do some recording in the privacy of your own?
Recording.
Ness.
That might be a good idea, do some recording.
There's a lot of good ideas I'd like to see.
You're full of them.
I'd like to see a Lipo CD.
Why?
Why not? Because you can.
Because
you have all the resources, a musician, and...
I can have a moat around my house, too. Why? Because you can. I don't want to have a moat.
Well, you don't have to keep alligators in it or anything.
Make a CD because I can.
Yeah.
The Lipo CD.
Make up all your own stuff. That's what I want to see.
You want to see it so you can compare it to... Well, let's see what Lipo can do compared to all the big JD and Jeffrey
stuff. No, nothing. No, I just want to... Listen to you.
Yes, that's funny you say, I want to record a CD so I can listen to something.
Done it all my life.
Obviously.
Me and all my friends listen to me. Everybody gets a copy of everything and they all listen to it. Because
there's not enough music in the world already. I have to create more music to listen to.
Hey, I don't know. I'd like just making it and listening to it and all that stuff.
That's cool.
I had to dump a few things off my DR660 last night because I had a few drum tracks in there, and so I could reset it all back to normal.
You just blew away some people.
DR660 is a drum rhythm machine, a drum program, drum machine.
So there's like all kinds of little sticks and drums in it?
No, there's just buttons that you press. And
okay,
you get all
so it's not really a machine anymore, is it? Because a machine is something that actually has mechanical crap going on in it.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? They call them a drum machine.
I know.
Rhythm machine.
I wonder where that came from. The drum
Maybe the machine. Old ones were like that, had things going on inside it.
That's what I'm wondering. Was there an actual drum machine at one time?
Well, they call them machines. I don't know. I'm sure there's other things called machines that don't have gizmos going on in them.
Yeah,
can you think
probably,
of anything?
No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but you're probably right.
Like home things, there's a machine, probably. What do you call it? Like, what your home washing machine? No, that has something.
That's actually has moved.
Is there any machine you can think of that doesn't have the machine show? Hey, machines, big machines, small machines, machines for small jobs, machines, big machines, huge machines. Wow, that'd be a good show.
You think so?
Yeah. We'll set it up for 2009, which is coming up pretty soon.
Very soon.
This is the last show before, like, Christmas holiday, Christmas.
Right.
Which is in, like, what, 3-4 days, something like that? Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday is Christmas Day, yeah.
Wow.
What's your plan for Christmas Day?
You're just big JD. Christmas Day. We're having some family over for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, us too.
If you're in the Windsor area and everywhere else, welcome to stop by later.
We can stop by your house.
Thursday evening.
We can stop by your house.
You sure can.
All right.
If you're out and about, feel free.
If you're out and about on Christmas Day, sure.
I don't know. Maybe you go visiting or something. I don't know.
Yes.
I used to a long time ago. Used to go see everybody all the time. I don't anymore, really. That's when you're single and have friends all over the place.
Right. And you're just popping in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popping in and out of every one of them.
Oop.
While they're... house
thing. Yeah, exactly. I remember doing the same thing when I was single as well.
But now, I don't know. I don't do that now.
Because
You're not allowed to. Ooh, the allowed and not allowed show. What can you do and what can't you do? And why? And who governs it? Yeah, there's another show.
There's
2009.
You got all these 2009 shows.
They're just popping up. But back to Life is Good.
Life is Good. What about Life is Bad?
Ooh, that's another show for 2009.
No.
Life is Bad. Life can be bad if you have bad luck all the time, maybe.
Do you believe in you make your own bad luck?
Sure.
And you make your own
people
good
can.
Luck.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's all what you make it. There's a saying like that, and that's...
That's what the saying is. Life is what you make it.
Or life is what you are. Your life is what you eat. No.
You are what you eat.
Yeah, and life is what you make it. So I think that that's true, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of circumstances that can bring about a good life or a bad life for somebody, I think. You know, maybe what you're born into or your life path or, you know, things that changed your course of, you know, being, that kind of thing. But for the most part, I think people can change that if it's bad. Sometimes they're born into a good life and change it to bad.
Exactly.
Rich family, everything's handed to them, and they become an outcast. But
Betty Ford graduate.
What about overall, without anyone's opinion, is life good? Is life a good thing? Or is life not a good thing?
Yes.
It's got to be good.
Well, right? That's all subjective, isn't it?
Well, without subjectivity, is life a good thing? Is life good or is life not good?
And to help us with that, we get Confucius in the mix.
We're going to call on Harry LaPlante.
Hey, Harry.
Okay. We should call him up.
Harry.
That's a big question. I think life is good. Before anything starts or anything happens or you get anything or give anything, I think life is good. I think it's a good thing to be alive. And the things that you're capable of and able to do and the fun. You think there's people that never have fun? No fun.
Yes.
Wow.
Because they don't know fun, that's why. I think you have to experience fun when you're a kid to have fun later on in life. And there's some kids that never know fun.
I imagine there's some people that never had fun and then the opportunities opened up to them and then they start having fun later. See? Somebody agrees.
No, Kiwis was disagreeing. No, I'm in a cage.
Yeah, he's locked up. You think life's good for the bird?
No. I don't think
you think they're upset that they're inside there, or do they just have fun with it? He's got little mirrors and he's got a ladder. See? Yeah. Kiwi. He's got does he know his name, do you think?
No.
They can't talk, can he?
No.
Does he understand what we're saying?
Maybe.
He's got rings, like a bunch of hanging rings. He's got all kinds of stuff. Food and water or whatever. Does he got water?
Yes.
Wow. He's got a maid. Little paradise all of his own.
Do you think you would dig that, living in a cage?
If I had everything in there, sure.
Yeah.
I have a little cage at home. I got everything in there. It's awesome.
Sure.
Life is good.
Well, that's the thing. It's all subjective again. Like you said.
Of course it is subjective.
And we can't humanize a bird. We can't think a bird is thinking along the same lines. We can't even think a bird of his even thinking. Isn't that all they think about is eating, flying, and...
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to imagine what a bird thinks. You know, when a dog wags his tail, he's happy. So at that time, life is good. But when he made a mess on the floor and you're screaming at him and his head's down and his tail's
between his legs.
Yeah. Then his life's probably not good. And I wonder if, well, he obviously realizes it. Oh boy, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
I crapped on the floor or peed on the couch. And why didn't he think about it before that, though?
Why didn't he think about it, right?
Yeah. And while his leg's up and he's peeing going, oh man, am I going to get in trouble for this? I don't know. So does having stuff or money, that kind of thing, make life good?
I think it can make life bad.
Sure.
So if it can make life bad, it can make life good, I think.
As they say that money can be the root of all evil. So maybe that can make your life bad in some way. I wouldn't think so.
Well, yeah, the more the better. But we don't know.
No, I guess not. Yeah. I was talking with somebody recently about that. It was actually Troy Mertz, who I did an interview with on You Talking to Me show. He's a owner of his own hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he just recently sold his company, and he's partnering with some other people right now. But I was talking to him about, what were you just talking about? I lost track, man.
You lose your train?
Yeah.
We were saying that if you had money, life could be good, but if you had money, life could be bad as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know where I was going with that.
Holy moly.
That's pretty bad.
The Demerol.
It's a rough day.
The day just started,
it's a rough
dude.
Day.
It's going to be a great day.
I wish I knew, because I was going to something big with that, with money being the root of all evil.
Money's, that's
oh,
true.
We were talking about the people there that, you know, the guy that just recently got caught and all the embezzlement, lost everybody's money and all that stuff.
Madoff,
the big guy.
His name.
He was the big guy, $50 billion or something like that.
Madoff, the
SEC. And then there was somebody local here again that did that.
The Shula brothers.
And then something in Windsor too, something smaller, real estate lady or something like that.
Oh, Mike Bastani, is that what
And then about? Not that long ago, there was something else in Kingsville area or something.
Okay.
Like, not a few
and,
years
and,
ago.
So, and on it goes, yes.
Yeah. Everybody always gets caught. But the thing is, what we were talking about was that, as we were talking about money maybe being a bad thing, is that when you think that, wow, if I had $1 million, I just, you know, if I embezzled it, I'd stop and I wouldn't do anything. I'd be just live off it and I'd be great. Wouldn't have to do anything. But the more you make, the more you spend, or the more that you need more, you know, I mean, you start to live a better lifestyle, you know what I mean? And you can't stop. Or you've taken all kinds of people's money and you don't actually have it to give back, so you can't stop. Like the guy with the big money, he had to keep his thing going.
Ponzi scheme, yeah.
Because, you know, if you quit your business, you know, then the cat comes out of the bag.
It's kind of interesting that he took it as far as he could take it. If anybody wants to know how far you can take a Ponzi scheme,
yeah,
$50 billion is the answer as of today.
But then what we were thinking is that there must be a lot of people that do quit while they're ahead. And those are the ones you don't hear about. So there's probably a lot that we don't hear about, you know, embezzlers of some kind, cheating people that get away with it or got away with it.
Yes.
Made a certain amount of money, stop, and you never hear nothing from them. They didn't get caught. You know what I mean?
Good for them.
Yeah. But for the most part, I think people get caught doing anything that they shouldn't be doing, and you're better off just not doing it.
You have to live with the guilt.
Yeah, living with the guilt. And even that might not be as bad as, well, it could be as bad or worse than it actually coming out, but...
That's what I'm wondering. How does living with guilt? I mean, like, let's say, I'm thinking of Scott Quick's wife, the lady who got mowed down there in front of the school.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, and the guy who killed her, or the girl, whoever it was, person.
It's a familiar name, Scott Quick, though.
He worked at Chrysler's.
Yeah.
A jammer dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jammed with us.
Oh, that was your buddy guy. I've seen him before. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just thinking of whoever killed her. He's not caught. Is his life good? Or her life good? Like, you know, do you have to live with that guilt knowing that?
That can go either way. Either you think, I never got caught, boy, life is good.
Really? That's what I'm thinking.
You know, I guess if when you put it in that structure, life is good and I didn't get caught. But being bad, like, he knows, like, well, that's this is really bad, but life is good, boy, I didn't get caught. You know what I mean? Like, life is good, yet he knows it's not good.
Yeah, that's way deep, and I think you'd really have to constantly tell yourself that things are not as bad as they seem.
That's right.
This is DJ DeBees, and you've got it tuned in to WKBR.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
That is right. You got anything for Tech Talk this week?
Well, I was going to talk about the Macworld Expo. Steve Jobs ain't going to show up.
Yeah.
What the heck's up with that?
Kind of sucks. Do you see him when you go to those anyway, or no?
Sometimes.
Do you sit in the big keynote thing?
Well, I've never been in the same room. The only time the times I've gone to a keynote, I've never been actually in the room. You go to another screening room because...
And you watch it, though?
You watch it, yeah.
Live as it happens? Well, do you have to pay big money to get inside the thing or something, or is it just packed? Like, any first come, first serve? Sorry?
No. The people who... they want to make sure that are in there, they get first dibs. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole bunch of Apple employees also that get first dibs that go in there. And then the conference attendees get to go in. Mm-hmm. In the past few years, security has been a little more stringent and they've failed in some areas as well to get the people in there that should have really gone in there, as far as like holding them up at the escalator before they go up and stuff. But in years past, I remember going on the East Coast. If you wanted to go in, you could go in. No problem. Mm. Anybody, just go on in. Not anybody off the street. You had to have some
clothes on.
You had to have clothes on, yes.
Can't just be off the street.
No, not
you can't be a transient.
Can't be a transit. You're funny. Anyway,
I've got a transit.
You got a piece
transit.
Of
transit.
Tech news?
Actually, I do, yeah.
What do you got?
Fitting in with this holiday season, you're out at a holiday party and down a couple of beers throughout the evening. And while you feel fine, should you risk driving home in case you're pulled over? Well, a new accessory for the iPod or iPhone was designed to help you make this decision before climbing behind the wheel.
Okay.
I can read. Hey. David Steele Enterprises, aptly named iBreath, $79 accessory, lets you your iPod or iPhone... test your own blood alcohol content.
Oh, that's nice.
Seems like I don't know how it exactly does that. Simply connect the accessory to the bottom of the iPod or iPhone. All current models supported except the iPod Shuffle. You fold out the little blow wand and you exhale for a minimum of 5 seconds. And 2 seconds later, your blood alcohol level will be displayed on the LCD screen to advise you whether you're okay to drive or not. And if you blow over, a blow-in timer can be set for 1 minute to 8 hours to remind users to take the test again. Wow.
That's
something.
Well, use your iPhone or iPod Touch to, I think the screen is what you're really, and maybe there's some kind of software in there that's running the blow wand. I love that word, blow wand.
Yeah. I mean, this machine has to work like any, the real machine, so. You have a machine with a display, so.
Yeah, you would hope it was accurate.
Yeah.
But are you going to do that if you've actually had too much to drink?
Would you hope that it was accurate, that it would show you that you had too much so you don't drive, or that you didn't have enough so, man, I can drink way more?
Life is good.
No, I don't know.
What did you ask me? Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See?
Kiwi thinks it's funny too. We're dealing with Big JD. He's grimacing. Yeah. He's making faces.
I'm in pain.
I'm surprised you can even concentrate.
I'm going to pour more tea though. That's for sure.
A good idea. Yeah, the iPhone app for blown over or not. I like that idea. As long as it's accurate. How much? $79.
$79.
Oh, then it's has
more than worth it to do it.
I would expect a high degree of accuracy. And we're talking about, what is it, 0.08% blood alcohol levels is considered illegal for driving.
0.08?
Wow, 08.
That's low. It's pretty low, I guess. They say, let's see, a company positioning a safety device to buy breath measures your blood alcohol content range within 0.0000.
Oh, really?
Point to 0.1.
Right.
And you said 0.08, right? So right. That's, the group Mothers Against Drunk Driving worries that kids might use it to play drinking games.
Oh, those kids.
The iBreath iPod breathalyzer, which doesn't require any batteries. That's good to know. Power supplied from the iPod. Also doubles as an FM transmitter. Sweet. Jeez, get wasted. And if you can't drive, you can sit in your car and listen to tunes from your iPod. FM transmitted.
Yeah. You can listen
transmitted,
to, your,
right, yeah,
transmitted to your stereo in your car.
Yeah, right. Wireless beam your music to an unused spot on the FM dial, such as a car or stereo, in order to hear your tunes through the speakers instead of wearing earbuds.
So
by Mark Saltzman.
So
posted at 4:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 19, 2008 in Apple.
Absolutely.
Permalink. Buzz up. I'm reading everything on the page.
I see that. Pink JD's.
Because I can. I got eyes like an eagle. I need glasses real bad.
You have glasses on.
I just got some reading glasses.
I'm surprised you can actually see your screen through those crazy...
Oh, it's great, man.
Those are Prada shades.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Prada?
Prada.
Yeah.
I said Pravda.
The devil wears Prada.
You're not the devil.
I'm the J-devil.
So that's a good piece of tech news. That's a broad-ranging device. And I think a lot of people are going to be getting iPod Touches for Christmas.
Touches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great thing. It's like having an iPhone without the iPhone.
Without the phone, the GPS, and the crappy camera.
Okay.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. And I wanted to mention, we were talking about harmonicas earlier, and now yes, we're here at the music portion of the show. My mom brought my harmonica, my Larry Adler special.
It has nothing to do with Larry Adler. Does it?
Yeah, it's as played by Larry Adler, and his name is in the ribbon on the box. Everything, it's Larry Adler. Adler harmonica from Hohner.
Come on.
Yeah, and it's one of the ones. It's got, 16 chromatic, 16 hole 12. Thing?
Well, there are 16.
16.
And there's 20.
It's got the thing on the side to pull and push.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not like the one I thought it was going to be that we had at home years ago, which was really wide, thick with double holes, and this long.
Mm-hmm. That's an octave
big,
one.
Big one.
Octave chromatic.
So this is the other way. It's like, you know, it's, of course, wider than a regular one and mm-hmm. has that little push-pull thing on the side.
That's
and it's in a nice little box and everything.
I'd love to see it. I can't wait.
It's pretty neat. And what I need to know is how to clean that nicely so I can get my lips all over it because it's, I don't know where it's been. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Someone could have had their lips all over it. And, well, obviously somebody did, eh?
Maybe someone just bought it for a collector's piece or...
I wonder if who owned it ever knew how to play well, because you'd think having something like that, you'd want to know. You know, that's not just the first harmonica you go buy.
You'd be surprised, I think.
And it doesn't look like it was a cheap thing. It's like a nice box and everything.
Well,
and
if it's a Larry Adler Hohner, yeah, you're right. Probably someone who bought it was a somewhat accomplished harmonica player.
And then the old guy died. Somebody bought it at a yard sale and then it got passed around and she got it for $1 and she had a 20 on her and the guy said, well, just take it. And then somebody else that she didn't know at the yard sale said, here's $1. Gave her to give it because the guy didn't have change for her, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Just take it.
That's when I would say life is good.
Yeah.
At those times in life right there.
Yeah. When you, it's like, yeah.
Not I got it free, but that person gave that person the money that he asked for and didn't ask anything for me.
If some lady gives you a Gibson that was under the bed for 1,000 years.
$100.
You hear stories about that once in a while. I love that guitar hanging on the wall, man. That's just so like mine. I played mine last night, recorded three tunes.
I played mine last night and didn't record anything.
That's all got to change in 2009, you'd think.
I don't know. What do you got for Sunday morning music?
What I have this morning is...
on Sunday.
Oh, Kifes. That'll get me nowhere. Kifes will get you nowhere. That's something that everybody should know.
Big JD on his dinosaur. Oh. He's trying to pull up a song.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up a song in a shared library. And now I just clicked on your shared library, and it's I get a beach ball. I'm waiting. It's because it's huge, of course. And now I'm going to finally paste in my what I was looking for here. But what it was is Joe Walsh. And this is from the Joe Walsh anthology, Life's Been Good. We all know that. Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good.
That was a longy.
Yeah, it was quite long, and I didn't get a chance to put that song on my laptop here for when I came to the studio this morning, so we played from Lippo's library, and just looking at some of the other things that came up when I typed in Life's, Life's Funny, Duke Robillard, Life's a Bitch, Hardline, mm-hmm. and that's with Neil Sean, right?
There Hardline, is. Yeah. Yep.
And Life's the Gas, T-Rex from Electric Warrior. Good stuff.
Yep. All those are good life tunes.
And hope everybody's been enjoying this fine Sunday morning, bearing with me and mine issues.
Me and my what? Oh, your issues.
Me and my issues.
It's pretty interesting seeing you sit there and just be JD still and be as much pain as you're in. Sure you want to take another break? Another like month long break.
Oh, I thought you meant now. I'm like scrambling to find
no, I'm
some kind of bumper. But we can move on to the jabber quote, I think.
You bet. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. Split scene.
sailing ships. Stitching tabs in line. One hand with two in the bush.
Jabber, 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 jabber,
and for any of those that might not know why I'm squirming around like crazy, it's my back. Herniated disc. It's been over two months.
When you were first diagnosed or from when you first started feeling it?
I saw my doctor probably within maybe a few days. So, but yeah, maybe I'd say 2 months and a week or two.
Okay.
Into this. Obviously, it must be getting better, though.
Why is that obvious? Because of the grimace on your face?
I don't know. But I'm getting around a little, you know what I mean? I'm here.
All right, yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe
2 weeks in a row.
Who knows what that is? That could just be your tolerance of pain. Just
that's what physiotherapist said. He said, you're just going to start to tolerate it. He said, it's not a good thing. He said, you need to go be surgicized. I'm like, hey, nobody's touching me there. But anyway.
Jabberquil.
That's right. Brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of... What do they find purveyors of that makes your life good? Find purveyors of...
Yeah, what would you go buy to make your life good? Like, wow, I got to make my life better. I'm going to go buy a... Like, what? A yacht, new car, like stuff.
Bag of weed.
Yeah.
Steve and Larry, find purveyors of weed.
Growers.
Steve, you shouldn't really... It's funny, now that I have actually met Steven, I see him. It's, I know I wanted to relate something to you as it relates to music. Sorry, we're going to put the Jabber quote on hold.
That's okay.
While we're thinking about it. We did a show on the effects of music a couple shows back. Mm-hmm. And just recently I had purchased this. There was a band out of Detroit called The Rockets. It's formed from Johnny Badanchuk and Jim McCarty from Mitch Ryder's band.
McCarty. Great.
Yeah, so they formed the Rockets. And when I was a teenager, 17 years old, 16 years old, they came out with their self-titled album called The Rockets. They had an album before that called Love Transfusion, but then they did another one, and they self-titled, and they toured the country on this CD. On this album. So I bought it, ripped it, and I've been listening to it. Just like, you know, as I rip it, you listen to it, and you listen to it on your headphones, see if it sounds good. But as soon as I listened to it outside of the house, I had this memory of, it's kind of interesting. When I was 17 years old, I took off, went out west.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my life was my mushroom or whatever you want to say.
Yours for the taking.
Mine for the
yours
taking.
For
I was
enjoying.
Just carefree, fancy, you know, just taking odd jobs here and there, you know, just digging life. And I remember I was living in Calgary, and then one weekend we had this party that someone from this area was having up in Sylvan Lake, which was about a two-hour drive north of Calgary. And someone brought tapes of the radio from down here. And one of the shows that was taped was, back then they used to play whole albums at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had the Rockets, that album, as it was recorded. And there was a little bit of DJ mix in there, maybe when they flipped the album or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that whole deal, because after being out west for like 3-4 months at that time, and the Rockets are played on the radio, you got to understand, every day here. Mm-hmm. And I remember really digging them and going back out there. As soon as I heard this one song, On the Road, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking of it. It was. It took me right back to that. I was in that backyard. All my friends were there. The life was, you know, life was there for the taking for me, and I was having just a blast. 17 years old. It took me back to the time when I was 17 years old again. Just, you know, and everything's just out in front of me. What a great feeling that was. I'm like, oh, that was great, wasn't it? You know, you just think of that. So that's the effects that music can have on you. Just took me right to that spot again, which is one of the spots in my life that you'll never be in that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 17 years old and put loose and fancy free, basically.
And when you talk about something like that, that brings me back to years and years ago as well. One of the stages, ABX or Riff or somebody, they used to play full albums, like new albums. And I remember recording Black Sabbath's Heaven and Hell album from the radio and on a cassette tape.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of neat. And I remember, and that was, you know, when I was a lot younger, and that reminds me of that when you say about playing the full albums on the radio.
Yeah.
And that makes me think of all kinds of things. The tapes I used to tape it on. It was on a Sears tape. Sears cassettes were white with a white paper with red lettering on it. That was the Sears blank tapes.
That's funny.
They were just junk.
Well, no kidding.
Those and Scotch tapes. They were Scotch ones were blue. And they were just junk. And eventually I just, like, you know, they're the ones you realize I have to retape that album because this is on a junkie. And some of the best tapes that we found at the time and bought them by the just incredible amounts was Canadian Tire Mastercraft cassettes. They would record really hot and sound great. And they were like the cheapest thing in a 3-pack without the cases, just a 3-pack of cassette tapes, 60, mm-hmm. 90 minutes. And then you have to buy the cassette, the little boxes separate.
Wow, that's funny.
But there's a lot comes to mind from back then. Wow, look at you opened up.
Sorry. Jabberquote.
Pandora's box.
You got a Jabberquote?
No, you do. I see it right there on the screen.
I got a lot of quotes, actually. And there's nobody really good in here, but John Adams. There are two educations. One should teach us how to make a living, and the other how to live.
Mm. Very important. I like that.
Two kinds of education. Ivy Baker, the world is round, and the place which may seem like the end may also be the beginning.
Ooh, I like that too.
That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Wilkins, John Mortimer. The worst fault of the working class is telling their children they're not going to succeed, saying, there's life, but it's not for you. That would be, yeah. That would suck.
That would be a would-be.
There are no days in life so memorable as those which vibrated to some stroke of the imagination. There are no days in life so memorable. So the memorable ones are the ones that are vibrated to some stroke of the imagination. You know what a stroke of imagination is? Is it anything like a stroke of luck?
It's something that turns that light on and makes you think about your childhood. And when you're listening to the Rockets in the backyard.
Of that party. Where they had 150 proof rum. It was
brutal. Homemade.
I don't know where they got it, but I remember there was bikers there doing shots of that. And you know that these guys were trying to be toughy dudes. You know, they'd do a shot and they'd look at their beer like.
Yeah, I want to grab that.
I got to grab that beer. They're turning red. They're looking like you right now, actually.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I would drink it and. I was done. It was all over.
I was drinking a 150 proof bottle of rum on my way down here, driving.
You would need it. You'd be.
I'm an alcoholic.
You better get that iPhone app.
Ooh, yeah.
To test your blood alcohol levels. But anyway, we're running late, aren't we? Or long, I should say.
Yeah. Well, we started a few minutes, 5 minutes late, and we're ending like 10 minutes late. So anyway, there's going to be some stuff to cut out of here for the podcast anyways.
All right.
Things that I mumbled.
All right.
Anyway.
Edit it up, buddy.
That's this week's show. And what do we got for the fine folks next week? And you all know that you can pick up the Jabbercast podcast at the iTunes store, free subscription, or you can go to the website, thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com or leave us a recorded message on the...
My Chingo widget you can find at the contact page on the Jabbercast website. Next week, there we got on December 28th, Sunday, December 28th. What am I doing that
day? Right before New Year's.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's he got going on?
Oh, yeah. I'm going off for dinner. Okay. Nothing. UFOlogy. UFOs, aliens, life on Mars. The believers and the skeptics. We take a look at the possibility of life other than that on Earth. Or are they here among us?
Are you a believer?
That they're here among us?
Yeah.
I don't think there's no, they're not here among us. Somebody is among us here.
I believe they are.
I don't think it's aliens, something. Though. I think it's some natural thing that's always been here. Something that's always been lurking.
We'll find more about that next week.
Yes, we will. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Copyright 2006 by JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.